Hello and welcome to NPFL Roundup on Nigeria Info. I'm the point man, Carl Orakwe, with the Roundup. A match day 21 of the Nigeria Premier Football League saw two away wins with 14 goals scored in the 9 matches played across all venues. In Gombe, Rangers maintained their dominance over Doma United after they recorded a hard-fought 1-0 win at the Pantami Stadium on Saturday. The win was Rangers' first away win of the season. Collins Ugweze scored the match winner in the 30th minute for the visitors, which handed Doma United their first home loss of the season after 19 games. It also extends Rangers' unbeaten streak to 4 against Doma United, having won 3 games and drawn 1. At the Samuel Ogbemudia Stadium, champions Eyimbahel Bendel Insurance to a goalless draw. Now, the hosts dominated the game but were unable to break down the Eyimba defense. The People's Elephants have garnered 36 points from 21 games. A coach of Bendel Insurance, Monday Odigie, said he didn't see the game as a big match when asked about his assessment of the game.
Sorry, I didn't see this as a big fixture. So I don't have an assessment of this game. I'm sure everybody who's asking me questions saw the game. So you are in the better position to assess this game. That's it. If you ask me 10 questions, I will answer. You can answer that question. You watch the game. You are a journalist. Let me talk to this man. You are a journalist. Why did I see it? I was on the pitch watching. Go and play back this game. And you know what I'm trying to say. Allow football to be played fairly, whether in your house or not. There's nothing they can do with this. You are killing football to be played beautifully. When you want Nigerian players to play and express themselves, they need to be protected. That's why you can see good football move. This is not the first time you've seen. Don't ask me the question. You answer the question. I am a coach. The game has come and gone. I'll go and look at the mistake. All I'm trying to say, you could see all the calls on the field. Listen, you guys just like, it looks like, I don't want to say anything so that I don't know, I'll be quoted out of context. That's what you guys always do.
Meanwhile, for Eyimba FC coach Finidi George, he was happy for the result despite it being a tough fixture.
We're happy for the results. It was a really tough battle. We all know that every time we play Ben Insurance, it's always a tough match. Away from home, having that 1 point, I think, go a long way. So we're quite happy. You know, looking at the game, I think we had a very good first half. Second half, it was 60-40, I think, and they pushed. Put more men in front, and we couldn't build from the back. So, overall, I think it was a friend.
Finidi also spoke about the officiating on the night.
Not bad, but every now and then I was complaining, and Coach Mondo also was complaining. So, he wants to win, he wants to get something from this game. So, we just have to sometimes. Challenge and referee decision. So it's a normal thing in football, but it was not a bad one.
At the Sani Abacha Stadium, Kano, a brace from Ibrahim Mustafa, as well as other goals from captain Rabiu Ali, Awalu Ali, and Mustafa Umar, saw former champions Kano Pillars hand visiting Sunshine Stars a heavy 5-1 thrashing at the Sani Abacha Stadium on Sunday. The host wasted no time in the match day 21 encounter, taking the lead as early as the 5th minute, and they were already 3 up at halftime. The first half goals were scored by Ibrahim Mustafa, captain Rabiu Ali, and Awalu Ali. Mustafa completed his brace in the 52nd minute, and Mustafa Umar added the 5th 3 minutes later before Promise Awosomi scored Sunshine Stars' consolation goal in the 81st minute, his second goal for the club in 2 consecutive games. Without a win in their last 5 games, Sunshine Stars now find themselves in the relegation zone with 23 points from 21 matches. In Eket, Akwa United's struggle in the relegation zone continued as they lost 1-0 at home against Bayelsa United. Second-half substitute Ofem Eyong scored the only goal of the game in the 77th minute, and Bayelsa were reduced to 10 men in stoppage time after the sending off of Oluwa Segun Adekunle for a second bookable offence. In Lafia, Lobi Stars overpowered struggling Heartland Football Club with a 1-0 victory to return to the summit on the NPFL log. Sue Kumaga capitalized on a rebound by goalkeeper Darlington Evunda to put Lobi Stars ahead in the 68th minute. In other results, it was Niger Tornadoes 1, Abia Warriors 0. Plateau United 0, 3SC 0. Gombe United beat Sporting Lagos by 2-0, while Kwara United and Katsina United settled for a 1-1 draw. Now, away from the NPFL, Nigeria's representatives in the CAF Confederation Cup, Rivers United, resumed their campaign in the competition with a valuable away win against APC Lobito in Angola. It was the hosts who drew first blood earlier in the game from the penalty spot before Ekelete Anthony levelled up through a header. Alex Oyowa put Rivers United ahead just before half-time and silenced the home crowd. Farouk Mohammed put the pride of Rivers in full control with the third goal in the 48th minute before the hosts reduced the deficit again. Lobito tried all they could to level the game, but the backline of the Nigerian side did enough to see out the game 2-3. Here's Rivers United coach Evans Ogenyi speaking after the game.
No team in the group is sporting. So we came here with a plan because in the first leg in Nigeria, we beat them 3-0. And every other team in the group, North Africa, Dreams of Ghana, in them here. And we are the last to beat them here. So we know definitely it will be a very difficult game. Because even though they have no hope of any other team, they will play for pride so that they don't lose everything. That is why you see that they play the game of their life. And then we know too, at the end of the day, goal difference will actually count. So we came with a plan to see that we score more goals. Then you see, it was a little bit difficult, a little bit of anxiety on the part of my boys. But then, I think we can be ready because we came from behind to equalize and went ahead to score 2 big goals. But they also came and scored the goal and almost scoring the equalizer. So I gave my boys that credit for that fighting spirit. And now that we have won here, we'll also go home and see what we play with teams. Because we desire, my team desire to qualify for the Cup final stage.
Now that's it on NPFL Roundup. The Roundup was produced by Ekbonya with post-production from Virgil and Esha. From me, Carl Orakwe, I say goodbye and remember to keep pointing in the right direction.